Show, thewayneshareshow.com. Yeah, this is about being your destiny. This show is going to air for the first time on July 4th. So, yes, since I am an American, I will have to speak a little bit to that. But I got to put it in a context that anybody building a business for themselves, working in MLM, network marketing, and looking for what's going to make things work for them and reasons to be doing that, I'm going to give you some good ones here, and it's going to be related, of course, to Independence Day in America, July 4th. Thank you very much. Okay, so first, before we get going, I'm Wayne Scherer, and I'm an international speaker, author, and entrepreneur, and I want you to succeed as much as I want me to succeed, and that's why I'm here. I like to share with you different ways of looking at things. I don't like dead man quotes. I don't like, matter of fact, I don't like a lot of the motivational people out there. Not that I don't like them, but I don't like the way, I don't actually like the way they present. And I don't believe a lot of that stuff because there's been a lot of scientific things done that actually supports that a lot of the things they're telling you may not be quite as good as you think. And some of them may not even be practicing what they preach. So that's why I avoid a lot of that stuff. But anyhow, I want your input for the show. I would love that. That's Wayne. Send it to support@waynesharershow.com. support@waynesharershow.com. I will give you credit for the show and look forward to hearing from you. So please send in your inputs. Join me, please, on Facebook. Wayne Scherer fans on Facebook. I'd love to see you there. I want your input. Tell me whether you like the show. Go there. Like the page. Tell me you like the show. Tell me you hated the show. Tell me what you'd like to see. Give me your input. I'll give you the credit. Or follow me on Twitter. It happens to be a strange one. HMI Group LLC. That's a odd thing. There's a story behind that. But please join me there. Follow me. I tweet a lot of information about marketing and motivation and MLM, network marketing, lots of things. So join me there. I'd love to see you there. All right, so let's get rolling. Happy 4th of July. I know you might not be listening on the 4th of July, but that's the day this show airs. And it's important to me in a sense. Maybe that's different than some. Maybe the same as some. It's probably a lot the same for you that are building a network marketing business, affiliate marketing business, a home business. You probably will find that a lot of this you may actually believe and you didn't know you believed it. And you might get mad at me. And you know, you already know that I don't care if you get mad at me because I want your input. And I like to hear from you. And if you're mad at me, you can slam me on the deck all you want. And I'll probably have a factual response for you. and you'll have a hard time countering it. Okay. So why would I care about the 4th of July regard to business and all of that? Well, you know, despite what liberals in America tell you, people all over the world respect America. And at least they did a whole lot more until we put a communist in the White House. And now they actually, polls around the world show they don't respect America. Our mission in life is not to make everybody like us, it's to make everybody respect us. And that comes from our history. When the nation was founded. Now, the nation was, we call the 4th of July Independence Day, and we actually approved the declaration on the 2nd of July, and it got kind of like formally announced on the 4th of July, but it wasn't actually signed until like the 3rd of August. And so the 4th of July is kind of like a date where it all got, where the final changes were approved. So Thomas Jefferson had submitted the written document. Some revisions were made over 2 days, and those revisions were accepted on the 4th of July and adopted, but it was not actually signed that day. Okay, so that's a quick history on the Declaration of Independence and why the 4th of July is the day we have chosen versus the actual day it was approved, which was the 2nd of July, and the actual day it was signed, which was the 3rd of August. With the 2nd of August. It may actually have been the 2nd of August, but nonetheless, it wasn't the 4th of July. But we managed to always mess things up for whatever reason, no matter what. But here's the big thing. We established early in our history, you know, we fought our little war with the British. Yes, we love you anyhow, Brits, but we beat you with a tiny little ragtag team of of rebels. And it was a sucker play, yeah, I know, but that's you still lost. You still signed the treaty, so that means you lost. And we went on, and later on, I think it's 1789, the Constitution was finally approved, right? And at that point, the U.S., you know, as the Constitution was being approved, there was a document written, a book. It wasn't really a book. It was actually different articles submitted through newspapers and various magazines and things of the time. And it was collectively called the Federalist Papers. It was to explain to people why the Constitution was written and being written the way it was. And one of the things the founding fathers, that's another thing that pisses me off. Recently, this current communist administration has actually said that you can't call them founding fathers. Well, founding fathers, founding fathers, founding fathers, okay? They were founding fathers. Come arrest me, okay? Jesus, my gosh, these people are just unbelievable. The founding fathers, they wrote... They had a reason for not bowing to foreign dignitaries. And, you know, I'm going to put it in my own words here, but you should read it. As a matter of fact, I want you to read it. But American exceptionalism was a policy set up by the U.S. because we recognized that we were weak. And the only way to stand strongly in front of foreign, other, you know, long-established foreign countries, foreign dignitaries, foreign monarchs, was not to bow before them, okay? To show some strength by standing up to them, okay? That's where American exceptionalism comes from. It's not something like the communist in the White House likes to describe to you, that we're just being arrogant. He doesn't even know the history of it, I'm pretty certain. And that's why he would say such stupid things. And it's gone on that way. You know, it's a historical tradition of the culture of America to stand strong no matter what, to not let people know you're afraid. And to make people pissed off at you so that they would fear you in a sense. And not necessarily in a bad way, but sometimes in a bad way. And it's whichever way was necessary, but it has always been what has put America in a position to constantly grow and move into a position of leadership into the 20th century, only a short 100 and few years after the Constitution came into being. And it's what enabled us as entrepreneurs to have the freedom, the Constitution, the signing, the America coming into being, the Constitution coming into being, the American exceptionalism, all of that combines to make make us as entrepreneurs have the freedom to be the entrepreneurs we are, to go about creating success, because the whole idea of American business is to serve. Because we are Christian, we are not Muslim, we are Christian in backing. 80% of America says they are Christian. And a recent poll also has showed that 70% wish that there was more of the ethics and teachings of Christianity being brought forward in America as it used to be, despite what the communist in the White House says. And the those beliefs that you do business in order to serve, and if you're providing what people want and providing service to the people, that you will profit, that you can profit and expand and reach more people, those ideas and principle all came out of this in establishing a world of free commerce. You know, the United, we couldn't establish a world of free commerce, but yes, in the days of the founding fathers, they understood that the world was a global economy. It's not something we just recognize today, like they tell you in the news. Read the Wealth of Nations, and well, it's a very boring book, but it's fascinating. And if you're an entrepreneur, you should read it, push your way through it, because you will find out what these people understood in those days. It began writing in 1766, and by Adam Smith. And it was completed, I don't remember the year of completion, but it was sometime later. But what they understood is the basis for why and how things work today. Everything was imperfect in there. Nobody claims that. You know, there's always stupid people out there. Well, he was wrong about this or wrong about that. Okay, so what? In general, they were right, and they understood the global economy and the global forces and the rules of taxation and how it should be applied and how commerce should, free and open commerce should work if it could, and all of that stuff very well understood in those days. And it's what makes you and I able to be entrepreneurs today. And all of that stuff was happening at the same time. The U.S. Americans were fighting the revolution and winning, creating the Constitution. Adam Smith was writing The Wealth of Nations. All of that stuff was combining together, creating the backbone that enabled free commerce and trade to occur and enabled business to develop in America with open markets. It's what prevented, a huge, you know, so-called mafia, as we might call it today, a black market from existing in America and controlling it like it does in communist countries that try to become free trade countries after long periods of communism. Well, those countries all have deep-rooted black markets because that's the only way they could trade under communism. And trying to remove those black markets when communist governments are toppled is extremely difficult, and it's what impairs the development of free trade as you see it in America. And that's a major challenge that people, the media never addresses that. So most people don't hear about it, don't know about it. But those things don't exist in America. That's what entrepreneurs, I mean, it's not that a black market doesn't exist in America, it does. But not like it does in the underbelly of former communist countries or existing communist countries. And the communist in our White House doesn't understand that because he's a communist. He wants us to not be successful business people. You know, over time, the U.S. has suffered, you know, in probably in the last, 15 years, a number of bubbles, right? And we've been paying for them for a long time because we have socialists in the White House, in Congress, that think government can solve everything. And in fact, we've known since before 1766 that government cannot solve everything, that they only cause bigger and bigger problems. But we had all these bubbles, the Y2K bubbles, the tech bubbles, Wall Street bubbles, housing bubbles, and government tried to regulate them, and all that happened is it caused them to burst. And now we have developing is a major education bubble, which is going to bust too. And I'm not going to go into all of that, but the only thing that's going to prevent that from destroying America is you as the entrepreneur succeeding. Or a number of you succeeding. Everybody won't succeed. I'm a realist. I know that everybody won't succeed because everybody won't put the same commitment into it that you made or I might or some people that have already succeeded have already done. That's really what makes us different. But the ability for the entrepreneur to come out here in America and do that still with a relatively free trade compared to other places in the world. Although we are getting, we are regulating ourselves to death, because the average person is not taught to be an entrepreneur. The schools don't teach anymore to be an entrepreneur. The schools are full of these liberal teachers teaching your kids that the government is the solution for everything, when all of the evidence shows that it is not, and that it will only, I mean, all you have to do, I'm sorry, Europe, but you know it's true. You have socialist countries in Europe crashing left and right from doing the exact policies that our communist president is trying to put in place, and that our media is actually touting because they're afraid to say anything else. I think they just want to maintain their power as the media, and they don't care if anybody else succeeds. The more people that they don't have to compete with, the easier it is, so they believe, to stay in business, which isn't true either, but we won't go into that. As long as we maintain our effort to become winning entrepreneurs, to serve people, create the job, provide what people want and need, it can never be crushed in America, because we are bigger and better than anything the government can ever do. You know, as a retired military person, you know, I didn't fight in this country to have socialists like Clinton and communists like Obama take over our country and destroy it. And so I fight the way Americans fight. We fight internally as peacefully, but using those things that we can use to leverage our best with. And that's entrepreneur and free trade and free commerce. American business has always saved America, and it always will, and people need to start reading about America with real source documents to find out. So that's why I mentioned earlier the Federalist Papers. Now, there's a version of it that I recommend everybody read, because it's not an interpretation. It's just a version that's taken the original Federalist Papers and adapted them in a more modern English using so-called interpreters that actually have studied older styles of English and know how to legitimately translate it, so to speak, into modern English. It was put together by Glenn Beck. It's called The Original Argument. It is the Federalist Papers in a 21st century tome. You need to read this as an entrepreneur, because you need to understand that, I don't know the guy's name, but like there's this Georgetown, I think it's Georgetown, lawyer that gets on the news every once in a while telling everybody that the founding fathers, why would we listen to them? They lived 300 years ago, and how could they possibly know what we need today? Well, I'm telling you that if you read the Federalist Papers, you will understand that they actually, they're kind of like the modern Nostradamus of what could happen if they don't do things the way they did it, okay? They understood, and if you read the Federalist Paper, you will understand why a communist in the White House doesn't want you to read it, and why the news media probably hasn't read it, but if the ones that have read it don't want you to read it, because you will just know too much about why you as an entrepreneur are vital to the success of you living your destiny and others living their destiny. It is absolutely amazing. You will find out. Now, I love to do things because I love to pick on, you know, when I hear stuff on the media, I know they're wrong. You know, recent stuff in America, they try to convince you that, well, you know, one of the fights going on is trying to convince people that the guns are horrible and they're killing everybody, which isn't true. And, you know, you can look it up on yourself if you actually want to take the time and look it up. But the most violent crime rates, well, they aren't in America, okay? In fact, the most violent crime rates happen to be, if you go just by violent crime, guess, you know, we got the UK, Austria, South Africa, Sweden, Belgium, Canada, Finland, Netherlands, Luxembourg, and France all outdo America on violent crime. All right. Now, okay, what about murder? All right. Well, I'm sorry, but America does not even appear in the top 20. Just murder as violent crime. It's almost all Central American and South American nations and island nations having the highest murder rates. Okay, that's a fact. It is not the United States with its guns. The guns are not big killers. In fact, if we use the logic for taking away guns, we should also take away automobiles, because far more people are killed by automobiles than are killed by guns. The rate of death in automobiles is far higher than it is the rate of death caused by guns. So using the logic that's being applied to guns in America, that means we have to also get rid of all of our cars. So you won't hear anybody talk about the rate of death in automobiles when they're talking about guns, because they don't want you to realize that what they're talking about is a lie. So, you know, I brought that up because it's part of America's past, that arming the people of America is part of keeping the government from controlling America. It's keeping the government afraid of America. It was also because, guess what? People 300 years ago realized that police cannot be in your house to protect you. They said you needed to have the right to bear arms because the home, they talk about the man at the time, they considered the man the head of the household, and the man of the head of the household had the obligation to protect his family, because no police or security force could get to your house in time to protect you from somebody breaking in, somebody trying to do harm to you in your home, and it was your obligation to do so. All right? That is a fact, okay? And they also did things like, well, we won't go any further with that. The bottom line is, I want you to realize the truth about America. America is to be admired. America is a great place. The communist in the White House will be gone, hopefully before he can destroy it. If entrepreneurs like you and I maintain our position of building businesses that serve people and provide what they want, then it doesn't matter that there's a communist in the White House. He cannot destroy America, because the free commerce, the good people, the people providing services and business that people want and need will always prevail, because they're doing it with ethics based on Christianity and in other good religions, and not based on terrorism and other bad things. They're not doing it based on some black market underbelly that's controlling what happens to business in general. They are just good people like you and I that want to help people be the best they can. If we had our way, we'd be teaching everybody in school to be entrepreneurs. But right now, education in America is lying to students about the history, lying to students about government, lying to students about the founding fathers, not letting people pray, lying to people about what freedom of religion is, lying to people about the Second Amendment, lying to people about government and what they're allowed to do, whether you're aware it or not. The government of America, by the Constitution, has to follow the exact same laws as the people, and they, on a regular basis, violate that amendment, and that's another whole thing. But the point still remains that by being a dedicated entrepreneur, you could stop this from happening and maintain the strength and exceptionalism of America by believing and following your faith, by standing up and speaking and saying the hard truth. Then you can, entrepreneurs will still lead America to success. And with that, I say, God bless America. And happy 4th of July. This is Wayne Scherer on The Wayne Scherer Show. If you want to follow me, go to wayneshearer.com/go/fit, and let me build your business for you under that program. And I will be happy to help you be one of those entrepreneurs as well. And of course, follow me on the wayneshearershow.com, wayneshearershow.com. Go there and like it. Click the like button, please, and go to my Facebook page, Wayne Scherer Fans, and please like it there. Leave a message. Let me know you're there. I'll be glad to answer you. Thank you very much, and I'll see you the next time.